It's such a hot topic. Like, I love this creating your own spank bank idea. One thing that Scott says to me is, Jen, when I look at our videos and our pictures, it strengthens that bond between me and you. And it strengthens that patterning in my brain that my turn on comes from you, which is fucking hot, y'all. Welcome to the Open Bedroom Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Kahlo. Welcome to conversations about open relationships, online dating, conscious uncoupling, and creating the relationship that truly aligns for you. Okay, today is all about how to make your own spank bank. Kind of fun, right? So I would say I was super conservative. Most of my life I've been super conservative, and this is the kind of thing I would never have done until I met Scott. And I felt comfortable and safe to make my own porn, truthfully. It's also never anything I've ever considered before with either husband, which is, you know, long-term relationships that I've been in. It's not anything that I never considered. I've consumed porn from other people, but I've definitely never made my own. What's interesting and different about Scott, I'm just going to peel back the curtain so you can see into my life, is he enjoys watching porn that we're both in. Like, he wants, if he's going to masturbate and he's going to look at something, he wants to look at something that we've made together. And it's interesting. And I did not understand this concept, but one day I was asking him questions about how he masturbates and, like, what do you like? What's your kink? What's your fetish? What do you like? What do you like to consume? And he said, like, one genre that he really liked. And then he goes, you know, but honestly, I want to feel connected to you. Like, you turn me on. And so sometimes I look at, like, pictures that we've taken or pictures that you've sent me. There's this picture of me, and maybe I'll use it in the marketing of this just so you can see it. It's nothing special, but it's this picture where I'm wearing this, like, bright yellow tank top, and I have, like, a dragon cross necklace. And there's something about that tank top. He was like, it's the most cleavage you showed in any of your pictures on Instagram. And so, like, I saved it, and that's what I've been using. So when we got together and moved in with each other, he was like, how do you feel about me taking some pictures while we're going at it? And I was like, okay. And then it moved on to video, and then it became a whole thing where we have it saved somewhere. So I'm going to talk to you today about how to make your own spank bank for you and your partner / partners. The first thing that you want to do, if this is interesting to you, is get comfortable with your own body. For me, it took me a long time to really understand it. The way my body is, there's a lot of men that are attracted to that. They want curvy women. And so it took me really believing that I was safe to fully show up as me, even though I have cellulite and, you know, I've got, you know, C-section scars, and I've got, you know, my stomach's not flat, and, you know, all the things that we all feel super conscious about. Then you can insert your own things. My butt isn't big enough. My dick isn't big enough. Like, whatever it is, I have a beer belly. You have to believe that the person that you're with, that you're willing to take some naked pictures with, that they love you and that they want you for exactly the way that you are, or this is never going to work. You're going to be embarrassed and it's not going to feel good. So start to get comfortable with your body and with the idea that your partner wants to immortalize forever these pictures and videos of you. I am sorry. I don't know why my hat is, like, so weird, but it's not flat. It's like, there's a guy in Harry Potter whose hat is like, that's what it makes me think of. Okay. Back to you. Just get comfortable with your body. Some things that have helped me are doing some mirror exercises. And I don't mean exercising in front of a mirror, but, like, standing naked in front of a mirror and just looking at myself and being like, okay, these are my hips. These are my thighs. These are my boobs. Like, these are my curves. This is how I look. And Scott, if finds me incredibly desirable and wants to fuck me all the time. Okay. In my nervous system, I can start to believe and start to calm down and truly, truly get aligned with the idea that my body is amazing and worthy of being pictured or videoed. Okay, part two is talking to your partner about consent. This is a big one. Do not take pictures or videos of you and your person without their explicit consent. One other thing that comes up often is, what do we do with these pictures when we're done, or these videos when we're done? And when you talk about consent with your partner, start to bring up this conversation of, if we ever break up, or if we are mad and angry at each other, or if we get separated, what happens to these pictures and videos and things that we've created? Like, where do they go? What happens? What's our protocol? And go ahead and just set that up now so that there's an understanding. And it may be that you are okay with keeping that file, or if you've printed something somewhere, the materials, let's just call it the materials. It may be that you're okay with the materials existing forever and your partner slash ex-partner still having access to that. And it may be that, you know, if you guys choose to break up, that all that shit gets deleted forever or burned outside in the trash pile. Like, make a decision now of how you're going to handle it if and when it ever happens. Okay, once you've covered getting comfortable with your body, getting consent from your partner, deciding what you're going to do with these if you ever break up, the next thing is to go for it. This is not all that complicated. So we started with pictures. I'm a voyeur, he's a voyeur. And so we want to watch, we want to see what's happening. And so it started with, I think, Scott giving me, he loves to massage. And so it started with him having me get on the bed, and he just started kind of massaging me with oil. And we had amazing, like, mood lighting in the bedroom. And he was like, massaged my ass and got it all, like, you know, oily looking. And he was like, and I take a picture, like, I want to remember this moment. You look so yummy and your butt looks so good. And I was like, okay, yeah, I trust you. And so he took a picture with his phone. And his phone doesn't have access to children. My phone has access, like, my children have access to my phone. So he probably has all of these pictures just in his regular photo stream. And that's fine with me. Like, I trust that he's not going to be at the grocery store, like, looking at these pictures on his phone. For me, there is actually a hidden area on your phone. And I will show you how to do it. I'm going to just kind of walk you through it on here. And then I'll try to do, like, a screen recording, and I'll pop it into this video so you can see it. So the first thing that you do, and I have an iPhone, I don't have an Android. So if you have an Android, I don't know, you're going to have to figure this out. But if you have an iPhone, you go to the camera section, and then I click on the bottom where it has my latest picture. Bam. And then in the upper right-hand corner, it says all photos. And this is anything that I've got on my phone right now. And then from there, you're going to hit select and then choose whatever pictures you want to hide. So I'm going to choose, there's something that looks like pie. Let's see. Let me see if I can find something kind of racy. Oh, I have some racy pictures that I took last night when we were doing some wax play. I'm going to hide all those, and I'm not going to show you guys. So once you have your stuff highlighted, you're going to click on the lower right hand section. It's a circle and it's dot, dot, dot. And then you just click hide, and then hide all your items. Done. Nobody can see them. Isn't this great? Do the same thing with video. If you take video on your phone to find them, because it's a little tricky. Side note, if you're on Facebook and maybe you're in a group where you want to share a racy photo, Facebook does not allow you access to your hidden folders. Good to know. Now, some apps do, Facebook does not. So what you'll have to do, let's just pretend that we're trying to find them. First, you are going to go to the albums section right here, and then you're going to click, scroll all the way to the bottom, and then you're going to see hidden right here. Bam. And then I'm not going to show you. The iPhone has you look at it and it does like a face verification and then it unlocks all of them and voila, 173 photos and 15 videos is what's happening on my phone. So there you can select things, choose things, send them wherever you're going to send them, if you're going to send them. And we'll talk about that in a minute, but that's how you keep it private on your phone. I don't know about you, but like when I first started all this, I was like, oh my God, how do I hide this shit? And so I would like move it to a folder and then delete it, but then that wouldn't totally save it. And then it would all be deleted. And then I was like, ah, so hopefully the hidden thing is helpful. Video. We do video with our iPhones. We just make it super easy. And then I do the same process where I hide it when we're finished. We've done several things. So not only are we voyeurs and that we want to see, but we want to hear as well. So we have done things where like he's on top and he'll hold a camera at whatever angle he wants and just record while he's fucking me. I've done the opposite where I've been on the bottom and recorded where he's on top and I might like go down so I can see the things I want to see and then go back up. He's done the me laying flat on the bed and doing the oily thing and just started to hit record so we can hear my moans and like my orgasms and, let's see, we have a massage table. So like a couple weeks ago, he had me on there and was doing the same. He loves massage. So he was doing massage again on me and he's holding in one hand, the camera, like this, and he's touching me and like playing with my butt and he's got it all recorded. And then he starts fingering me. So it's really fun. You can have a lot of fun with this. If you are in an open relationship, like let's say you have a three-way, it is really memorable for me to remember when Scott's fucking other people. It feels so yummy to like see him with someone else. And so sometimes if I have that person's permission, of course, then I might record something like that or from a specific angle. I might take a picture from a certain angle just to remember. But just again, consent is key. And if you don't have consent, you're just going to have to keep it up here. Okay. My last point, for my voyeurs and exhibitionists, like raise your hand if that's you. Part of this kink for Scott and I is sharing it. Now we don't share everything. We're careful and mindful of what we share because we don't want our stuff spread all over the internet, but who knows if it's my butt or someone else's butt, right? So on FetLife, which is, I don't know if you know what FetLife is, but it's kind of like a Facebook for kinksters and it's kind of like from 1990. But if you're into kinky shit, you're probably on FetLife and it's a safe place to put naked pictures. I don't mean that it's safe that no one will share it, but just that you're not going to get thrown off of it, right? It's not regulated. So sometimes Scott will pop on there and he knows that I fully trust him in whatever pictures he's going to show. And so he's put some videos that we've done on there where it's, you know, my butt and it's all oily and him playing with it. And then we have done pictures like from wax play nights that we've done together or pictures of, again, like someone naked face down on a massage table or what else have we done? I had someone come over and teach us like how to be a dominatrix. I feel like maybe there's some pictures from that on there. So anyway, that's not as kinky as just taking some video or some audio of something and posting it. So there are some safe places that you can put them. If you're in say a swinger group on Facebook from your phone, I know that you can't take a hidden picture and share it, but you can go ahead and make it not hidden real quick and then upload it into Facebook. If you do that as a post in the group, like let's say they're doing like, you know, Kinky Friday, show us your kinky picture. Facebook will not let you put fully naked on there. So what I would do is put your picture up and then add a sticker, like a heart or whatever's big enough. You can also expand the stickers and cover the places that are not Facebook appropriate so that you don't get shut off there. But that's a good way to share. So if you're kinky or you're an exhibitionist, if you want to, not kinky, voyeurism, or if you're an exhibitionist, if you like to look at other people, or if you like to be looked at. FetLife and Facebook swinger groups that have themes are perfect. I think that's it. Now, if you're listening to this and you have additional tips, tricks, things that you've done to create your own spank bank, let me know. The last thing that I wanted to add is we have, where do you hide it? Maybe you want to know that. So other than on your phone, we actually have a Google Drive file that is locked and only the person with the password or only the person with the access can open it. And so we actually keep ours on a Google Drive. And then what we've done is created subfolders for different partners. So if we have somebody that we want to have like shared experience of pictures or shared experiences of videos, I just make a subfolder within it and only give access to that specific person to that specific folder. So be careful with your sharing of access. If you need help and you need me to make you a little video of how to do that, let me know, because I want to make sure that you don't give your whole library away to someone that you don't want to see it. But we have our larger Google Drive folder, and then within the folder, we have like subfolders. And then I just control the access of who can see everything in the folder, where it's just a particular partner. It's several partners. That's also a really fun way to do it. And then you give them access to contribute as well. So this is really fun if like you do a lot of traveling or you have a partner that's maybe not local and they want to send some sexy, you know, pictures or video or sexy story or erotica that they've created or something for you, they can just pop it in the drive and then let you know that like they've left you a present. Okay, guys, I hope that this is helpful. It's such a hot topic. Like, I love this creating your own spank bank idea. One thing that Scott says to me is, Jen, when I look at our videos and our pictures, it strengthens that bond between me and you. And it strengthens that patterning in my brain that my turn on comes from you, which is fucking hot, y'all. So sometimes if you do end up looking at porn that's not the stuff that you've created, an idea to continue to correlate the idea that your partner is your turn on is to look for other women or men with the same kind of colored hair or features as your partner. That's another Scott trick. I thought that was pretty hot. Okay. So good to talk to you guys. I hope that you're enjoying these weekly videos. Let me know if there's something else that you want to talk about, and below, if you have any other spank bang tips, let us know. Bye. Hey there. Did you know that I do online coaching? Yes, I do online coaching in the sex and relationship space. Some of the topics that are near and dear to my heart are open relationships. So that includes polyamory, swinging, or what we call the lifestyle. I also love conversations around online dating. We're talking Bumble, Tinder, Field, and more. And then the last thing that is really passionate and close to my heart is conscious uncoupling. That means we get to break up with people with love and respect, with dignity and hope. We get to create a life for our children that gets to be a little bit different. We can do